ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on the Score.
First real scoring chance for the Blue Jays since the first inning. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field indeed. A Rosarena turns. Gone! A Springer! Dinger! 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh!
Yeah, that was quite a moment. Which call is that? Is that local Toronto radio?
Yeah, it's
Ben?
Yes, the Shulman.
It's Ben Shulman on the call, the son of Dan Shulman. Both those guys have been guests on the PBP, Voices of Baseball podcast,
oh, nice.
By the way. How about this? Ben Shulman's going to get to call the Blue Jays World Series on the radio. Dan Shulman gets to call it on TV because Canada has its own television package.
Wow.
So local Toronto television
Sportsnet,
crew.
Sportsnet, right?
Yeah, they still get to do their job.
TSN.
So all of us out there who long for our local television crew when the team gets there, in this happenstance, they actually get to have their Dan Shulman. I don't know whether it's like technically a national broadcast, but Toronto is the team for the nation of Canada, so he can be as homerific as he wants to.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, think about it through that lens.
Man, yeah. So George Springer, an unbelievable postseason career, and just a crazy, crazy home run last night.
How long has it been since the bat flip? Was it Batista?
Batista.
Yeah.
10 years, right? I think,
has it been a decade now?
I think it's 10 years.
Because when I saw that, that's immediately where my brain went. Is, oh, he's got to flip the bat a half mile in the air. Like, that'll be a nice callback to the Batista hit.
It's 10 years ago and 1 week. So, yeah, exactly 10 years ago. Yeah, so, I mean, Toronto has a few. They've got Joe Carter with the walk-off homer to win a World Series.
Uh-huh.
And they've got Batista's bat flip, and now they've got the Springer home run. We're going to talk to John Morosi later on in the show. He was there. I came across this. This is the actual sound of it without any broadcast on it. This is a sense of how loud it was when the place exploded after Springer homered.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
So the sound got up to 110 decibels, and that is equivalent to if you were on a city street and you saw a guy working with a jackhammer and you walked up to him and stood 3 feet away.
Huh.
That's how loud
it was. Uncomfortably loud.
Uncomfortably, problematically, hearing loss quality loud.
So like 6-year-old in a downtown condo ear piercing loud. Not from any personal reference.
I can't imagine that it would be. Incredible game last night and a lot of twists and turns. There was a couple... And Anthony, there were a couple little strategic moments that I really wanted discussed at a high level in the broadcast booth, and they did not happen. Just did not happen at all.
Maybe the moment didn't call for it. It wasn't that big of a game.
Both moments did. It is a big game, as a matter of fact. One was when J.P. Crawford sacrificed. He sacrificed in the second inning of a 1-1 game. He did a sacrifice bunt to set up the 8 and 9 hitters for Seattle. And the 8 and 9 hitters have been an absolute freaking black hole in that lineup all series long. And they both made easy outs. Leo Rivas struck out swinging and Robles grounded out. That's with men on first and second and nobody out and a chance to get some more runs right away. They didn't even bring that up. You got to bring that up and just at least discuss it.
Yeah.
And Joe Davis and John Smoltz did not even bring it up. And then the other one is the key moment in the game right before that Springer home run. The conversation that was going on social media, going on in text threads for me, along with some baseball people and some baseball fans, is would you bring in your closer? Would you bring in Andrés Muñoz, who had only thrown 2 innings the whole series, in the 7th inning of Game 7, because this might be the moment.
Yeah.
This, like... You might not get a chance in the 8th or 9th to use him if this moment doesn't happen right here. And Dan Wilson had questionable bullpen decisions a couple times, including the night before when he used Bizzardo for 2 innings when they were down 5-2. He used Brash, I think, in the 5th inning when they were down 5-2. So those are his 2 high leverage guys. But this is Game 7. As Lawrence likes to say, this is Johnny Allstaff. Yeah. So you gotta have this conversation. And everybody in baseball, other than the 2 guys in the booth, was having the conversation. Wait a minute. One guy in the booth was trying to have the conversation. Joe Davis brought it up. John Smoltz had nothing for him.
Pete Woodworth, the pitching coach, coming out. Bizzardo continues to warm. Spire has been getting up and down as well. Let me ask you this, though. Why not consider having Munoz ready right now with the top of the order coming?
Well, the biggest reason is there's going to be a bunt here.
Not for this hitter. I'm saying get him up, get him ready.
Yeah, and... The one thing to consider is what Munoz, I wish I knew how much he was throwing beforehand.
Hadn't warmed at all in this game. It's just Bizzardo and Spire right now. After Jimenez, who, like you said, is going to try to move the time run into scoring position, it's the top of the order. Springer, Lucas, Guerrero. There's the game. Six outs from your closer doesn't have to be the last 6 outs. Not these days.
Man, Good job, Joe Davis.
It's a nice setup from Joe Davis.
And absolutely nothing from John Smoltz.
Just very politely nestled it onto the tee and set it up for him.
Smoltz first brings up the idea of a bunt. There's two on and first base is open. There is not going to be a bunt from that hitter. Would there be from another hitter? Who cares? And it's the top of the order as Joe Davis has to go back and dictate. And Smoltz says, I wish I knew how much he was warming up. And Joe Davis has to answer for him. He wasn't warming up yet in this game. That's the point.
It's the premise of what Joe Davis is bringing up in the moment.
Everybody in baseball is thinking about it, but Smoltz can't even wrap his head around it. And if you've watched Smoltz, you see an old school thinker who is slowly trying to assimilate himself begrudgingly into what the modern game has begun. This was a moment where his lack of even willingness to accept how the world has changed was laid bare. That was rough, man. Andrés Muñoz probably should have been the guy. I mean, and if he's not the guy, it at the very least has to be an informed conversation. It's got to be something you think about before the game that you get ready for. It's got to be something you start thinking about in the sixth inning. You start thinking about which moment in 7, 8, and 9 is going to matter the most. And Smoltz was thoroughly unprepared to discuss it. That was an embarrassment on the biggest stage. And it's kind of the final piece for me. Smoltz should not be the A-team broadcaster. He should not be the A-team analyst. I would much rather have, at this moment, the B-team analyst tandem of A.J. Pierzynski and Adam Wainwright, who are a battery and can talk through the entire situation. And A.J. busts his ass to modernize and understand what the thought process is. And I guarantee you that A.J. and Wainwright would have been ready for that conversation in a way that John Smoltz was not.
And Smoltz, when there's something that he's actually grasping in the moment as more modern baseball than the sport he played, he doesn't mind verbally pushing back against it. That he just didn't even seem to really gather that you know, as frequently as Joe Davis kind of politely teed it up and then went all the way to saying modern baseball, just to sort of let him know. We're talking about the here and now. He went about it several different ways to try and get Smoltz into that moment. John Smoltz, and for whatever reason, I mean, he was a starter, he was a reliever, he was excellent throughout his career, and he calls games, of course, on a regular basis for years now in the biggest moments in the sport.
Right.
He didn't seem there mentally. Like, I don't even think he was just grasping where Joe Davis was taking it.
He didn't have a grasp of that even being a plausible conversation.
Yeah.
Did a producer talk to him about that pregame? Did they talk about, all right, let's be ready for all of this. When's he going to use Munoz? Or like, when do you use your closer?
Right.
Because you don't wait until you hopefully have a
Who's
lead
been
in the
light
ninth.
Duty up to this point in the series. He,
and Joe Davis handed it to him. He can get 6 outs. It doesn't have to be the 8th and 9th. He could have given you the 7th and the 8th. And then you could have asked him, can you give me the 9th, too? You haven't thrown much. We're going to have 5 days off before the World Series. Munoz might have been able to give you the 9th, too. If he goes right after guys and gets quick outs, you don't know.
Yeah.
Or you could use Bizardo or Brash or somebody for the final 3 outs. Hell, you could use Luis Castillo for the final 3 outs. There's your moment. Have the conversation. And the number one analyst was thoroughly unprepared to do it. That's
now,
brutal.
For Smoltz in that moment, so that's a huge just sort of, you know, drop can of corn for John Smoltz in that moment in Game 7 on that stage, leading up until now. Now that he's been doing this for a minute, do you feel like you've been witnessing much growth from him?
Yes. Okay. There's been some, and there's been some inclusion of some analytics, and that's what I'm saying. Like, there's been some growth and some bend, and the pushback is okay. Because in that 15-inning game with Wainwright and AJ and Amin, there was great pushback in the conversations. AJ would be going, why aren't we bunting?
Right.
Wait, come on, bunt!
Right.
And Amin would be like, they don't do that. You know that. This is how it works, right? And Wainwright, like, and they would talk about the issues. It felt like dudes hanging out, having a baseball conversation. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Smoltz doesn't really have those.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.